I'm Alex Jensen, and welcome into Gales Rewind, where we'll recap the last week in St. Mary's basketball through highlights and comments from coaches and players. The Gales kicked off their season on Tuesday with a thrilling overtime victory over Wisconsin out of the Big Ten Conference in a neutral site matchup with the Badgers in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. St. Mary's got off to a slow start in this one, scoring just 9 points in the first 12-plus minutes of the game, while Wisconsin got out to the early lead.
Kobe King saves it from going out of bounds, now has a reset from Ford. He'll take it up left to right. Met there by Bowen. Hits a cutter. It's Reavers. He's wide open, and he lays it in, and Randy Bennett needs a timeout. 11:36 to go, and the Badgers have scored four straight. A defensive breakdown there by St. Mary's. Kobe King, checked by Krebs. Up top again, it comes to Trice. Now to the left wing, inside now to Davison. Back to the basket, back and down on Johnson. Spins baseline, goes up, hits a contested banker to go. 9-3 run for Wisconsin. They lead by 8.
Trailing 17-9, the Gales offense then came to life with a run that was ignited by their leading scorer.
Looks right, comes back left, hands it off to Krebs, angles right with the dribble, hands it off to Ford on the right wing. Ford left open to let a long three fly and knock it down. Jordan Ford got a step beyond the NBA line here.
After back-to-back buckets by Tanner Krebs brought St. Mary's to within 2, a newcomer gave the Gales their first lead since the opening minutes.
In the front court, they've got numbers if they hurry. Rotate around the perimeter, wide open to the left corner. Alex Dukas fires away, and the freshman knocks down a triple. And the Gales are back on top.
Assistant coach Marcus Schroeder on the Gales' offensive struggles early, and the effort on the other end of the floor that kept the team in the game.
It wasn't pretty early, especially, I mean, definitely offensively, and our defense kind of saved us and kept us in the game. And I think we got down 8, you know, early, and then, yeah, we started to kind of find our rhythm offensively.
And the Gale rhythm continued, particularly for Jordan Ford, who caught fire in a stretch of just a few minutes to cap a 21-3 St. Mary's
after
run.
Offense leading by 1, 4. To the right side, steps back, fires away, and knocks down a 3. Turns the corner, puts up a little runner off glass, and good from about 10. Ford, a quick trigger on a runner from the left side of the lane. Dribbles left, hands it off to Ford. Ford to the top of the key, head fake, rises up, elbow jumper off one leg is up and good, and Jordan Ford is starting to cook here for the Gales. Top of the key left, toss hands it off to Ford, takes a step back, triple left side, it's up, and it is good. Oh my goodness, Jordan Ford with Davison draped all over him. Not much room there for 40. Takes a step back triple and got it to go. And the Gales are up by 10. The last 10 points coming from Ford.
But as you would expect, the Badgers did not go away. A 7-0 Wisconsin run spanning the two halves cut the Gales lead to 3. And then a couple minutes later, Badger point guard Demetric Trice scored his first points of the ballgame to cut the SMC advantage to just 1.
Trice dribbles to the right wing, fires a 3 all the way around the basket, bounces off the backboard and drops back through. A 3 ball for Trice. And Wisconsin back to within 1.
In a back and forth second half, the Gales would respond to the Wisconsin run with a 9-3 spurt of their own, sparked by a long triple from Ford and capped by back-to-back buckets from Malik Fitz, forcing a Badger timeout.
With the offensive rebound, gets to Ford, wide open for a long 3, and Ford knocks it down dead on. Oh, man, that was 2 steps beyond the NBA line. Fitz, same move, drives right, spins back left, scoops it up with the right hand, and in at the window. Malik Fitz with 2 driving buckets at the end of the shot clock, and a timeout taken by Wisconsin.
But after the stoppage, the Gales' offense then went quiet, and again the Badgers stormed back, this time capping a run of 8 straight with big man Nate Reavers hitting a big shot.
Top side. He's got it now, NBA range 3, dead on, it's good. 8-0 run for the Badgers, and the Wisconsin faithful making their presence known now. 50-49.
The two teams traded buckets over the final 3 minutes of regulation, leaving the ball game tied at 54 with 13 seconds left and Wisconsin with the basketball, meaning the Gales needed a stop to force overtime.
Right on the screen with 6, with 5, met there by 4, with 4, with 3, over the near side for Ford, takes a contested 3 for the win. No good, we're going to overtime. Good defense by the Gales on that trip. Extra basketball coming up next. St. Mary's and Wisconsin are tied at 54.
After the ball game, Schroeder credits the Gales' defensive effort for the entire 45 minutes.
I thought we defended well. Obviously, look at the tape, but their offense, I thought we defended really well, and they went to other stuff. We kind of neutralized them there because I think we did a nice job guarding it. So, like I said, I mean, shoot, we scored 9 points in like the first 12 minutes of the game. It was hard. I'm sure hard to watch for a lot of people, but our defense kind of kept us in it.
Yeah.
I think they had 15 points in the first 10 or 11 minutes, you know. So we were, yeah, I think our defensive effort was good, and I think the numbers will tell you that.
The extra frame began with a pair of Badger free throws, followed by a Matthias Toss free throw to make it a one-point Wisconsin advantage. Then on the Gales' next possession, Malik Fitz from deep put the Gales back on top.
Fitz takes a long three, right side, and it's up and good. Malik Fitz knocks down a triple off the shovel from Ford with 4 minutes to go in overtime, and the Gales lead again by two, 58-56.
Following the Fitz triple, the Badgers notched 7 of the next 9 points to take a three-point lead. But again, Fitz rose to the occasion. He hit 2 free throws to cut the Badger lead to 1, and then
now
put
Fitz
the Gales up
Trice
for good.
On backing down the smaller man into the paint. Fitz turns, pump fake, goes to the rim and lays it in, and the Gales are back on top by 2.
Marcus Schroeder comments on the Gales' ability to execute in the final minutes, and especially the contributions from their 2 leading scorers.
I mean, we had to make some plays down the stretch. I mean, that's what you got to do in a tight game. And I think Malik hit a big three. He had a nice post move, and he hit 2 free throws. And then other guys made plays down the stretch. Obviously, Ford he did what he does, and you know, he kind of carried the scoring load until Malik kind of helped us out there down the stretch. And
so leading by 1 with less than a minute to go, St. Mary's then forced a Badger miss and controlled the ball with just over 30 seconds to play, leading to the play of the game. This time from another newcomer.
Hoop for a 17-footer. It's no good. Bowen with the offensive board, and he's fouled with 4.4 to go.
Schroeder raves at the performance by the Gales' 2 freshmen and discusses the importance of St. Mary's dominance on the offensive glass, where they out-rebounded Wisconsin 13-7.
I mean, these guys have played in international events, FIBA World Cups, and, you know, they've also in Australia playing against some of the older, you know, older pro leagues, just playing in that. You could tell Dukas, he's not afraid of the moment at all. I mean, gosh, he got the ball in the corner, and he did what he does and buried a 3, no hesitation, 2 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. He was a big lift, and Bowen made a huge play down the stretch, obviously, and buried a free throw to kind of give us a little bit more of a cushion. But man, we made some great plays on the offensive boards, obviously with Kyle Bowen at the end there, and Tanner Krebs. A couple possessions earlier, we got a foul on the offensive rebound and made 2 free throws. Those are huge plays.
After the freshman Bowen split the free throws to give the Gales a 2-point lead with 4.4 seconds left, the Badgers were forced to try and go the length of the floor with no timeouts, hoisting a prayer at the final horn.
Straightens up, free throw long, rebound into the hands of Ford with 3, with 2, Davison crossed the timeline. Bounces for Ford, pulls up from 30 for the win. It's no good. The Gales win. And they explode off the bench. A back and forth overtime thriller here in South Dakota. And the Gales take advantage of their opportunity to open the season against a Big Ten power in Wisconsin and come away with the victory. 65-63. Is the final.
After the ball game, Schroeder on his team's performance in the win.
We competed, man. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't pretty. We didn't do everything right. But our guys really, really, really competed and stayed together. And it's all you can kind of ever ask for. Like, I mean, this is a pretty tough place to play. 80% Wisconsin fans. We didn't catch many breaks. But we hung in there, and that's a big-time win. That's what it is. It's a big time win.
So the Gales for the 18th straight year begin the season 1-0, this time with their highest profile season opening win in the Randy Bennett era. Now St. Mary's will return home to play 7 of their next 8 at McEwen Pavilion, beginning with the home opener on Monday against Winthrop at 6 p.m. Tickets for all games are available at smcgales.com. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.